You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Colorado Gardener.
Read by Christy McGowan. Featuring articles from Martha Stewart and Green Prince. Your guide to growing and harvesting lemon cucumbers. These small cucumbers are both delicious and easy to grow. By Lauren Wellbank. And this is from MarthaStewart.com. Lemon cucumbers, which get their name from the smaller, yellow, lemon-sized fruits that they produce, are a great addition to any garden. Plant some today to enjoy your homegrown harvest in salads, sandwiches, and as a standalone snack for the rest of summer. Their distinct appearance will add welcome intrigue to any meal. How to grow and care for lemon cucumbers. Just like green cucumbers, lemon cucumber plants grow in sprawling vines, according to Adrian R. Rothling, the Director of Curation and Mission Delivery at the Paul J. Senior Botanical Garden. They are best planted along the ground in raised beds, she says. Yes, you can trellis them, but one will have to attend to them daily to train the plants. Just make sure you're planting them in an area with full sun. Like many other vining fruits and vegetable plants, lemon cucumbers are susceptible to powdery mildew. Because of the nature of their leaves, which are large and covered in hairs, they will hold any water that accumulates on their leaves during the day. To try to avoid this, make sure you're watering at the base of the plant instead of from overhead. If your lemon cucumbers are planted in a raised bed or mound, they should be watered every other day. Under damper conditions, you can stretch watering to every 2 days. If you grow them in a container, you will need to water them daily. You can add some compost for a nutritional boost, but Rothling says you will get a pretty substantial harvest from this plant even without fertilizer. The best growing companions. To get the most from your lemon cucumbers, consider giving them some good neighbors. A grower's trick to repel aphids and beetles from your cucumber plants would be marigold plants, explains Vicky Popat, CFO and tropical plant expert at Plantogram. This gorgeous plant keeps the aphids away and keeps the garden looking gorgeous, too. To get the most from your growing space, she suggests adding peas, lettuce, cauliflower, and broccoli, too. How to harvest lemon cucumbers. You'll know that your lemon cucumbers are ready to harvest when the fruits are bright yellow and about the size of your fist, according to Rothling. The fruits are quite hairy, more so than regular cukes, she says, and the hairs are short and stiff. They don't actually affect the health or taste of the cucumber, but if you rub the fruits hard enough, the hairs will break off. To remove your cucumbers from the vine, use a pair of clean kitchen scissors or sharp garden shears. Never twist them off. Eating them. Their name may lead you to believe that they will have a citrus flavor, but that's not the case. The taste is very mild compared to green cucumbers, Rothling says. They are quite crisp and refreshing. You can enjoy them the same way you do most other cucumber varieties. You can definitely do a fresh salad with them. Pickling them is one way. But my favorite is a lettuce, cheese, tomato, and lemon cucumber sandwich with a dash of salt and pepper on rye bread, adds Popat. After the harvest. After the growing season, consider leaving one last fruit to rot on the vine so you can harvest the seeds. At the rotting point, grab the fruit and wash it down to get the seeds, Rothling suggests. You can then dry the seeds overnight, then place some in a plastic baggie to store in the refrigerator crisper for winter. The following spring, you can sow the seeds after the fear of frost has passed. There's plenty of growing season for sowing, germinating, and production, she says. Thelonious Monk and the Culinary Adventures on Angela's Porch, A Tale of Chipmunk Fine Dining by Don Nicholas. And this is from Green Prints, June 2024 edition. Hey there, fellow rodent enthusiasts. Don Nicholas here, your resident chipmunk connoisseur, bringing you the scoop on the hottest fine dining establishment in Atlanta, Angela Hansberger's Porch, home to the one and only Thelonious Monk. Now, I've always had a soft spot for critters with bushy tails and cute cheeks, but Angela takes it to a whole new level. Forget about the standard squirrel picnic tables. Angela decided to elevate the rodent culinary experience by creating a chipmunk-sized restaurant right on her front porch. The story begins with Angela's Uncle Ed, who, in a stroke of genius, crafted a pint-sized picnic table, initially intended for the backyard squirrels. Little did he know it would become the epicenter of Thelonious Monk's gastronomic journey. Thelonious, a chipmunk with a sophisticated palate and a flair for drama, wasted no time in claiming his spot at the table. Angela, missing the joy of dining out during the pandemic, decided to channel her culinary skills into creating miniature masterpieces for her tiny furry friend. Picture this: a chipmunk, named for a jazz legend, adorned with a tablecloth made from an old bandana, and feasting on dishes served on bottle caps. It's a rodent version of a Michelin-starred restaurant, but with fewer pretentious critics and more cheeky chipmunks. Angela's culinary experiments reached legendary status, with mini pizzas boasting almond crusts and raspberry paste, walnut-stuffed tacos, and sushi counters complete with fairy-sized bar stools. Thelonious, the discerning diner, has his preferences, steering clear of yellow bell peppers, cabbage, coconut, and peanuts, but showing appreciation for a simple herb salad. The bond between Angela and Thelonious goes beyond the culinary delights. It's a friendship that has even charmed Angela's cat, Lloyd. So, if you find yourself in Atlanta craving a unique dining experience, head over to Angela's Porch. Who knows, you might catch a glimpse of Thelonious Monk, the chipmunk with a taste for the finer things in life. Until next time, keep it cheeky, chipmunk lovers. How to grow lettuce for crisp fresh salads all season long. Lettuce is a fast-growing spring crop that is easy and convenient to grow at home. By Alexandra Kelly. And this is from MarthaStewart.com. If your ideal meal includes beautiful salad greens harvested right from your own garden, you're in luck. Growing lettuce at home is easy for even the novice gardener, and can yield a season's worth of salad greens that can be the star of your meal or a refreshing side dish. Harvesting lettuce is easy, with no digging required. And for some varieties, you can simply harvest lettuce leaves as you go, taking just what you need for that day's meal. Ahead, we spoke with gardening experts to learn how to grow and care for lettuce, as well as harvesting, storing, and common problems you might run into when growing this plant. Types of lettuce. You'll likely either be growing loose-leaf lettuce or head lettuce in your garden. Of course, the type of lettuce you grow can depend on your specific USDA hardiness zone, so be sure to check the requirements before ordering seeds or seedlings. When growing lettuce, consider one of the varieties our experts love: Little Gem, Buttercrunch, Tom Thumb, Winter Density, Marvel of Four Seasons, Bib, Red Sails, Red Cross, Adriana, Sunland. When to plant lettuce. Lettuce is a cool weather crop and can be planted in the spring once temperatures start hovering around 50 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit consistently, says Ryan McEnany, Marketing and Communications Manager for Bailey Nurseries. Some varieties of lettuce are a bit more heat tolerant than others, such as Little Gem and Sunland, for instance. But for the most part, you're going to want to plant lettuce in the early spring and harvest it in the late spring or early summer. You can even plant lettuce before the last frost, says Louie Goffari, gardening consultant and author of the book Seed to Table. How to plant lettuce. You can plant lettuce from seeds or seedlings and start them indoors if you wish before transplanting them outside. Starting seedlings indoors allows for quicker seed germination in the early spring, says Mary Jane Duford, a certified master gardener. If you do decide to start them indoors, you'll want to make sure you harden them off before transplanting them outside, says McEnany. Sowing lettuce seeds. Sowing lettuce seeds directly is the preferred method of growing lettuce at home. 1. Make shallow rows for your lettuce seeds, about 8 to 12 inches apart. 2. Sow the seeds in tiny pinched clusters, about 4 inches apart. 3. Plant the seeds only about 1/4 to 1/8 of an inch into the soil. 4. Water thoroughly. Lettuce has a very shallow root system, so you don't need to sow seeds too deep for them to thrive into healthy lettuce plants. Seeds should be about 1/8 an inch below the surface, so it's really shallow planting, says McEnany. If planting by seed, you can space them every 3 to 4 inches, but we'll need to thin them as the plants grow in, keeping only the strongest seedlings. When thinking about your spacing, you'll want to consider whether you're planting loose-leaf or head-forming lettuce. Leaf lettuce plants are typically planted closer together than head lettuce plants, says Duford. Full-grown head lettuce plants are generally spaced about 12 inches apart, center to center. But you can plant them every 4 to 6 inches and harvest alternate plants at a mini-head stage. If you start your lettuce seeds indoors, you'll see seedlings emerge within 2 to 3 days, as long as the seeds are kept in a warm, humid environment, Duford says. Plan on a longer time for seedlings to emerge if sown directly outside, though. Lettuce seeds typically germinate well in the range of 40 degrees to 80 degrees, but germination is slow at the cooler end of this range, she says. Seedlings might take a week to emerge after planting the seeds in 50-degree soil, but will likely take at least 2 weeks to sprout if the soil stays below about 40 degrees. Planting lettuce seedlings. Another option is to plant slightly more mature lettuce seedlings to speed things up. Here, reading the tag is important to understand spacing. If you're planting more established plants from a garden center, allow them enough space to fully grow in, with room for airflow, as directed by the tag, says McEnany. Caring for lettuce. To ensure your lettuce crop is strong and healthy, you'll want to maintain ideal growing conditions. Soil. Lettuce plants prefer well-draining loamy soil as close to a neutral pH as possible, between 6.0 and 7.0. Lettuce can also do well in containers with potting soil because of its shallow root system. Sunlight. Most lettuce plants need full or partial sun to thrive. Lettuce does not grow well in the shade. The sun will help the lettuce grow more quickly, which is especially important to maximize harvests, says McEnany. Water. Keep your lettuce plants well watered, but not so much that you waterlog them. Check your plant's soil a few times a week, watering when the soil is dry down to an inch deep. Container lettuce plants may need water more frequently as the soil can dry out faster. Temperature. Lettuce is a cool weather crop, so it thrives when the air temperature is consistently between 60 and 65 degrees Fahrenheit. You'll want to plant and grow lettuce in the spring and fall, though some heat-tolerant varieties, such as Jericho, can make it through the summer with some assistance, like planting in a bit more shade to avoid getting scorched by afternoon sun, or using a shade cloth for extremely hot days, says Ghaffari. How and when to harvest lettuce. Lettuce grows quickly and is usually ready to harvest in 6 to 8 weeks for head varieties and as little as a month for loose leaf varieties. What's great about growing lettuce in the home garden is that you don't have to harvest it all at once, says Ghaffari. You harvest what you need for lunch or dinner, leaving the rest in the ground. Another thing to consider is that you'll want to harvest your lettuce leaves before the plant bolts or shoots up a central stem. When lettuce bolts, it becomes bitter. This happens if you don't begin to harvest as leaves mature or when the temperature starts to heat up regularly, says McEnany. Loose leaf lettuce. 1. Clean your garden shears carefully before harvesting lettuce leaves to avoid any potential cross-contamination. 2. Using clean garden shears, cut mature lettuce leaves close to the stem. 3. Work from the outside in, which will allow the inner leaves to continue growing and maturing. Head lettuce. 1. Clean a lettuce knife or serrated knife well with soap and water. 2. Wait until the head of lettuce is fully mature and the center feels firm to the touch. 3. Cut the lettuce at the base of its stem at the soil line. 4. Chill immediately. Storing lettuce. Fresh lettuce is best eaten right after harvesting, but if you have a big crop of lettuce, you'll want to store it correctly. Store unwashed lettuce leaves in your refrigerator. When you're ready to eat them, wash them thoroughly and dry them off. Common problems when growing lettuce. Be on the lookout for certain pests and diseases when growing lettuce, especially if you're growing it directly in a garden bed. Common garden pests that attack lettuce plants include slugs, aphids, earwigs, flea beetles, and cutworms, says Duford. Common diseases include fungal pathogens like powdery mildew and botrytis blight. You may also want to erect physical barriers if you live in an area with deer and squirrels. Rabbits and deer are also problematic, and I would recommend using physical barriers like fencing to protect your crop, says Ghaffari. Raccoons and squirrels are more of a nuisance and will destroy your garden in search of grubs and nuts. Physical barriers work well. Ghaffari also suggests planting your lettuce in raised containers like pots to keep them from ground-level pests like slugs. Treating some of these issues is easy, though. Vigilance is key. Aphids can be treated with a natural fungicide or by co-planting with chives, which naturally repel the insect, says Macanini. Slugs can be treated with organic slug pellets, an organic bacterium spray, or by placing a shallow container of beer in the landscape. It sounds weird, and maybe not as pleasant of a demise for the slug, but it works. Weather Gossip by Pat Stone, and this is from Greenprints, June 2024 edition. What is the number one conversation topic of all gardeners? You know it, weather. We all know what Mark Twain said. Everyone talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Well, I think Mr. Twain missed the point of his own remark. You're supposed to just talk about the weather. New Mexico farmer Stanley Crawford put it this way in his book, A Garlic Testament. There is something deeply functional in talk about the weather. In it, we gossip about the planet itself. That I like. The nerve of that cold front showing up after I set out my tomatoes. I heard there's something big brewing between Texas and Louisiana. I just don't know. If we have another dry summer like last year, I'm going to give up on gardening altogether. When things aren't going to work out, make a clean break of it, I always say. See there, weather gossip is fun. It's got other virtues, too. You get to exercise your criticizer muscle, the one between your teeth, without any of that sour thou shall not speak ill of your neighbor's aftertaste. You share that wonderful sense of unity that comes when people gang up to pick on someone. Nothing like venting our bad feelings on someone else, or in this case, something else, to make it easier to have good feelings for each other. Weather gossip's also a foolproof icebreaker. Hello there, gorgeous. Seen any good weather lately? Okay, that might be a little extreme, but weather talk is just about the safest verbal lubricant. Here was me on the phone back when I was trying to convince a mail-order garden business to buy an ad in the magazine. Good afternoon, Mr. Clean Seeds. How's the weather up there? Who is this? It's like that down here, too. Say, want to buy an ad in my magazine? Works every time, let me tell you. See what I mean? Weather gossip is the number one all-around conversational panacea. I'm really amazed we don't see ads for it on late-night TV. Yes, you, too, can attract partners, impress your coworkers, entertain the kids, and distract that angry spouse. Just talk about the weather. To learn how, just call this toll-free number, 1-800-COME-PLAIN. All right, you get the point. I'll lay off. Just one more thing. Remember how Crawford said weather talk is gossip about the planet itself? That, to me, is its final and supreme virtue. After all, weather is one of the most audible ways the planet talks to us. And the closer we pay attention to what it's saying, the more likely we, all of us, will just be a little bit gentler in our replies. Thank you for joining us for Colorado Gardener. My name is Christy McGowan.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.